总理讲了，他来到大连的时候呀，他专门去了一家企业。
In his speech, the premier mentioned his visit to one local enterprise right after his arrival in Dalian. This kind of action gives entrepreneurs like me a huge boost of confidence.
He gave a lot of evidence and facts about that it's possible to have this stable and sustainable growth. I really like that he ended his speech, with the aspiration, the most important priority for all of us, which is the growth and well-being of humankind as a whole.
Reassurance, confidence, and hope. These are the three words we hear most from hundreds of entrepreneurs who joined Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's keynote speech this morning at Dalian International Conference Hall. B.G. Srinivas, Managing Director of the Hong Kong-based telecommunication giant PCCW, believes two key messages in Premier Li's address will help define the future strategy of the company, which has a significant focus on China.
One is, of course, about the fact that there is a great degree of stability in the Chinese economy, while there is definitely a bit of slowdown. Two, the fact that it is reaching out.For global cooperation, cooperation both on the manufacturing, definitely inviting more investments.
Among all reform measures mentioned in Premier Li's speech, Yang Xiaozhong, Vice President of Beijing-based Trina Solar, lists the most beneficial measures for his company, the world's leading PV module supplier.
特别是在权力下放方面，他说很多方面的一些审批从核准变成了备案。
When it comes to streamlining administration and power delegation, record filing has now replaced the complicated check and approval. This is really an important message for the development of China's photovoltaic industry, since it saves a lot of time and increased efficiency when we seek for project approvals from the government.
Meanwhile, mass entrepreneurship and innovation was also highlighted during Premier Li Keqiang's speech this morning. As one of the key speakers during this year's Summer Davos, Professor Lin Bo Chiang from Shannon University says the recipe for boosting innovation is sufficient funding from the government.
What is important is that how to provide funding for those people has the ideas and also has the actual capacity to carry out ideas. But I think that funding is not sufficient for the drive as a new growth point. So moving forward, how the government to motivate financial sector and other sector to support those people, I think it will be a key issue.
Prior to the keynote speech, Premier Li Keqiang sat down with some 300 global business leaders on Wednesday, sending clear signals that the Chinese economy is running within proper range. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengjun reporting at Summer Davos in Dalian.